This is your two-minute drill presented by University Hospitals. The Browns got some encouraging news on the injury front this week, but no matter what way you look at it, there's three big question marks on defense entering Sunday's game against the Bengals. First things first, the bad news. Linebacker Jamie Collins will be out for a second consecutive week with concussion-like symptoms. In his place, James Burgess is expected to continue his expanded role and fill in at a spot where he's made plays time and time again. Now to the good news. Myles Garrett, the number one overall pick, who has been out since the first week of practice heading into the regular season, participated in practices this week and is officially questionable entering Sunday's game. Myles sat out Wednesday's practice but was limited Thursday and Friday and has liked what he's seen testing his high ankle sprain. The decision on Garrett's status could be made anywhere from today up until game time Sunday, as Hugh Jackson and the Browns training staff weigh the options and consider whether or not it is worth it to get Garrett on the field this week against the Bengals or next week against the Jets when he has another full week of rest under his belt. The third big piece is the biggest on the entire Browns defense, as Danny Shelton is dealing with a calf injury and is also considered questionable entering Sunday's game. Shelton suffered the injury in Wednesday's practice and did not participate Thursday. One big thing has been ruled out of the way, as it is not a long-term injury, and it's good news that he's questionable for Sunday, but he could still potentially be on the sidelines as Larry Ogunjobi, Jamie Meter, and Caleb Brantley would fill in at his spot in the middle of the defensive line. Otherwise, the Browns have a relatively clean bill of health as they gun for their first win Sunday against the Bengals. Keep it locked on ClevelandBrowns.com and the Browns mobile app leading up to Sunday's game against the Bengals.